In our worldview today, yet another major retailer is closing up shop in Russia for now as Western brands continue to reconsider their operations in the country. IKEA said it is temporarily halting all operations there and closing 17 stores. The world's largest furniture company says that Russia's military invasion is resulting in serious supply chain disruptions, and it's had a major impact on trading conditions. The company will continue to pay its 15,000 workers in the country. Meanwhile, Spotify says it is closing its offices in Russia indefinitely and removing all content from state-sponsored media outlets, RT and Sputnik. The company has also restricted the discoverability of Russian government-backed content from other outlets on its streaming site. And the auto sector, Volkswagen, just the latest to say it is halting its business in Russia, suspending all production and vehicle exports. This comes after German rivals BMW and Mercedes-Benz announced similar measures. And Western sanctions are starting to clamp down on assets of Russia's ultra-rich. French custom officer seized an 88-foot super yacht belonging to Rosneft boss Igor Sechin as it was attempting to leave the Mediterranean. Meanwhile, over in Hamburg, Germany, officials seized a $600 million luxury yacht owned by another Russian billionaire, Alisher Usmanov, in compliance with EU sanctions.